Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Today on the program, we're speaking with Jeremy Kassler, who has more than 20 years of experience in specialty finance, alternative asset investment, and corporate strategy. Today, he serves as the CEO of CaskX, a company he founded in 2019 that combines his passion for whiskey with extensive expertise in pioneering innovative new investment platforms. And Mr. Kassler, thanks for joining us here today.
Thanks for having me. It's a pleasure.
Well, you're certainly more than welcome. Great to have you on. So tell us, for starters, share a story, if you would, with us about what brought you to this specific career path. I'm sure that would be some interesting history.
To a bar, just to go for a drink. And he bumped into two, three guys, all very smartly dressed, nice watches, beautiful shoes. And we got chatting, and I said, "What do you do?" And they said, "We sell wine for investment." I'm like, right, okay. This seems like something that piqued my interest. So I applied for a job on the Monday morning, started work on the Tuesday, and it was a very successful business based out of Australia, selling Australian wines to investors. Now, we had an inquiry from one of my clients who was like a film producer in Singapore. He became a client, very good client, spent lots of money. And he said, "Look, I can do basically a show about your business and business model here in Singapore." So we were all very excited. The show happened. We started getting one or two inquiries from Singapore. And we spoke to our bosses and said, "Look, let's start marketing into this really up-and-coming, vibrant market." Well, it never happened. And again, we went back to our bosses. "Look, why don't we do something there? This could be a real opportunity." Again, it never happened. So one day I sat down with, I was the top salesman. I sat down with the second best salesman in the business and said, "Why don't we start a business specifically marketing into Singapore?" And we did. We did our first electronic direct mailer, EDM, and we got 850 leads on our first market initiative. And from that point on, I've never looked backwards.
Well, I got to tell you, that is some story, and I can feel the passion that you have for the direction you chose. No doubt about that. That's coming out loud and clear. Now, speaking of CaskX, tell us about CaskX and what it is.
Well, CaskX is essentially a whiskey investment company. So we procure at any one time 1,000, 2,000 barrels of new make whiskey. So in other words, whiskey that's just been put into the barrel. Officially, it's not even whiskey yet. It's just a clear spirit. And we sell those barrels in smaller numbers to private investors. So for example, we'll sell 50 barrels to Mr. Jones. We will then help to manage those barrels in the storage for up to 8 years. Now, whiskey by definition improves over time, so therefore increases in value. So the spirit that starts off on day one is very different to the spirit after 4 years or 8 years. So our clients see this as a good way to make money. A very safe, tangible investment.
Now, here's a question that some executive or listener would have and would love to ask you personally, but I'm the mediator here. Why is this something that investors should consider?
Well, again, we can look at a very, very similar market that's boomed over the last 10 or 12 years, and that's the Scotch market in Scotland, as you guess. And people started to invest, very much like they do with CaskX, into barrels of new make Scotch, again, 10 or 15 years ago. And that market has absolutely boomed. You know, almost anybody who invested into Scotch 5, 8, 10 years ago has made great returns. Now, bourbon, which is the area we particularly focus on, is an identical product, but just in a different country. So the process is the same. The demand is getting bigger and bigger. More and more people are drinking really great bottles of bourbon these days, not just in America, but also in China, India, Europe. So it's seen as a really great investment.
Well, it certainly sounds like it. And again, we really appreciate your taking a moment to introduce this to the audience. We're speaking with Jeremy Kassler, the CEO of Caskex, a company that combines a passion for whiskey with extensive expertise in pioneering innovative new investment platforms. He's joined us here today on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, I'd be curious also on another question similar. What actually interested you about this opportunity?
Good question. Well, my last business, which I sold in 2018, I was in Hong Kong. And we were selling Chinese contemporary art, again, to investors. So we would procure artworks from established artists in Beijing, bring them to Hong Kong, and then offer those investment pieces to investors in Hong Kong. During the course of our business, we were fielding more and more questions about, can we provide barrels of scotch? Because again, people in Hong Kong like to invest in different areas. They have a high risk appetite, but they enjoy not just the traditional assets. So as we were getting asked more and more questions on whiskey and scotch, of course, the next step was, well, let's set up a whiskey investment company. Because people who invest in whiskey will invest in art, in wine, in different areas. So yeah, for that reason, we were fairly sure it would be a good business.
Yeah, thanks for sharing that with us. That's quite interesting and understandable as well. Now, shifting gears a little bit here, and it kind of pertains to the business crowd here. What does success mean to you? Everyone has a definition of success. What is it to you?
I guess, first and foremost, being able to provide for my family. I think most people would agree with that. Being able to not just provide, but, you know, for example, to travel to weddings at any stage, to be able to, you know, obviously help family members out when necessary. But just as importantly, it's really a satisfying experience to see my staff and my colleagues grow with the business, to see them get married, to buy houses, to buy cars, take holidays, and really develop their lives as a result of the business that I've established. And that gives me almost as much joy as watching my family grow and thrive.
Yeah, certainly appreciate your sharing that on a personal note as well. Now, shifting gears yet again, what are some tips that you would share with those considering this investment in space? Give us some tips in that regard.
I think one of the tips and one of the mistakes that investors make would be to try and invest in those whiskies or bourbons that they enjoy. Now, that's not to say you shouldn't do that. Of course, it's a lovely feeling to be part of an investment where you're investing into the distillery and you've maybe drank that whiskey or bourbon for a number of years. But the decisions have to be made on the investment potential, not on your particular likes or dislikes. So we're in a fortunate position, whereas most of our clients and investors, they're whiskey lovers. So it's a very nice marriage between enjoying whiskey and making money. So everybody enjoys whiskey, wants to make money, of course, as everyone does. So we always try and ask people, look at the facts, look at the integrity of the distilleries that you're investing into, but don't just invest into those distilleries that you feel taste good, because that's largely irrelevant. It's more about the global perception, not just an individual's opinion.
Yeah, totally agree with you there. And we want to thank you again for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio on behalf of Caskex. As we conclude today, what would you say are the top five skills needed to be a successful entrepreneur and why? I'm sure listeners would appreciate hearing from you in that regard.
Sure. Okay, another great question, I guess. So I think top of the list, I would put pragmatism. you know, you have to be able to sometimes realize you might have made a mistake and then move forward. Sometimes, particularly with staff, you know, maybe for whatever reason, a staff member has decided to leave you. I would never burn bridges. Always, if the opportunity arises at a later stage, invite that person back into the fold. So, yeah, be pragmatic. Don't burn bridges. I think, secondly, flexibility. Businesses evolve over a period of time. And there isn't a business on this planet that is exactly the same as it was when it was first founded. So you have to look for opportunities within the space that you're working with, not be fixed to one idea of what the business should be or the products that it should offer. Thirdly, good communication. It's in any relationship, you know, the key is good communication. So, of course, with clients, communicate well, let them know what you expect from them, as well as, you know, what you will give to them. And especially with staff, you know, the open dialogue, good communication, them having the ability to come to you when they've got problems. Because when things are going well, you don't need to communicate that well. But it's when maybe things aren't going so well, they can come to you. There has to be an element of risk taking. You know, without a little bit of measured and managed risk, most businesses are not able to grow. So as long as you're not taking crazy chances, it's a real benefit to be open-minded enough to say, right, we're going to take a risk here. It will be managed. If it doesn't work out, you know, we'll dust ourselves down and we'll go again. And finally, I think one of the secrets to my personal success has been, you know, my ability, willingness to relocate to different markets or different countries even. For example, with this whisky business, this is an established industry within the UK, Europe and Asia, but it's not something that's been available or current in the US. So if you're open-minded enough and flexible enough to be able to say, right, I'm going to go to a completely different country. I know it's a great business model. I know that there's a good element of wealth there. Then, fingers crossed, that should lead to a reasonable amount of success.
Certainly appreciate the advice and tips in concluding fashion, and also for introducing CaskX to the audience, and really do appreciate your taking a moment to be with us here today on the program. I have no doubt you've interested the audience in the opportunity here. If listeners wanted to get more information on CaskX, where's the best place to get further details?
Yeah, sure. So we're based out of Los Angeles. That's our main office. We have offices in Louisville, Sydney in Australia, also Hong Kong. Our website is CaskX, so that's CaskX.com. Feel free to go there.
And of course, as always, listeners, you can find the link within the show notes of this broadcast as well. Mr. Castler, all the best, continued success, and thanks again for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Lovely. Thanks for your time.
And you're certainly more than welcome anytime. Again, we've been speaking with Jeremy Castler, the CEO of CaskX, a company that combines a passion for whiskey with extensive expertise in pioneering innovative new investment platforms. And again, for all the details, visit CaskX.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com. This is the ePodcast Network.